Yeah, meeting to order. Mike, if you could lead us in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. Did everyone have a chance to take a look at the minutes? If so, was there any changes that anyone had?
I'll move them.
Got a
Second.
motion and a second. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Department requests, Law Department, Tim.
Just tax surpluses, no claims in the sense that everybody else thinks about, but the, we'll call those claims. So, and Curtis has taken care of those and have a big appearance with Judge Cook next Friday for surplus returns.
Do we have any concerns about those, or they're all pretty
Not
tame?
really, although the county sometimes has, we just recognize child support. There might be a child support judgment that the county would want to collect before returning surpluses, and mortgage companies may think they want to come in and collect money. So we're defending them as best as possible, and Curtis is all over that.
Does the state have a position on that, whether we're allowed to collect those?
Well, we're not gonna know until the judge makes the decision, but the state also has sometimes they have tax finance certificates out there that they need to get paid too. So those people aren't gonna get washed in our foreclosure. So they're gonna want their money.
Okay.
But otherwise, Cook issues an order and generally surpluses go back to the property owner.
Okay. All right. Purchasing, Chris.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Looking to request authorization to accept the lowest bids on each printing service line was provided.
Second.
Any questions? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay.
Opposed? Abstentions? Okay. Is it Nate for personnel?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. First one is a contract renewal with Guthrie Occupational Medicine, and this is for our the required medical and fitness or physical exams for police and deputy sheriffs. Was originally signed in 2024. This is our second extension.
Okay.
So moved.
Any questions? I did. So this is only for the police and the deputies. It's not for our staff overall, correct?
Correct. It's required under Section 58 to have them, a specific medical physical exam for police. So it's just for that
Right.
part of
And
it.
this one's a little bit more expensive because the other provider basically wasn't getting it done in a timely manner.
No, that's a different
Oh,
thing.
that's a
So yeah,
separate
that's a
one.
separate one. This one we've had them for years on this, and they've done well.
Okay. Is this the lowest?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the extension, so it was at the time. It was the one
Okay.
that we chose at the time. So this is just one of the four extensions.
Joe, you had a question?
Yeah, I just quick question. Nate, it says not to exceed $218 per exam. Does the cost of the exams fluctuate, or is it a set cost?
They kind of do. So there's more to it than that. But in general, that's the general price when it's just a normal exam.
Okay.
There are things where it can go outside. Like if somebody, if they're going through and they see a heart issue, they may need to dive a little deeper to see, if it's something that would affect them during the job, stuff like that. So there are some, external things that might happen, but in general, that's the general cost of the exam. But yeah, it can fluctuate.
Thank you.
Ms. Hannah.
And if it did, let's say, for example, somebody went over the allotted amount, who would cover that?
Well, that's actually spoken to in the law too. So it depends on what it is. There's certain things, if it's just one extra test, and I can't name off the top of my head what they are, but if there's one extra test, we may be on the hook for that. But in general, it's up to the candidate if they have issues outside of the physical exam to, either get it taken care of, get it checked out, get sufficient proof that it won't affect them to do the job, that sort of thing. So there's a few ways that it could go, but in general, if it's going to get expensive, it's not on us.
Wouldn't it just kick back on their insurance, their health insurance?
Most likely, yeah.
Do we need to approve any overages beyond this not to exceed?
No, because that's just for the general test. So the contract was already approved, so it's all in
Right, I'm
there. It's
talking
the...
about like if they know it's going to
Oh.
exceed that amount, is that something they say, hey, look, this is going to exceed it? Do we get a notice of that?
Generally what they'll do is contact me and say, we have this issue. We need this extra test, or or they need to go and do, the doctor's pretty good. He's been doing it a long time for us. So, generally they'll call me and I'll, look again within the law to see if it's our responsibility, their responsibility, so on and so forth, and we'll do it that way. And it's so rare. I mean, I'm going to say in 25 years, I've probably had maybe two or three of them. I mean, it's not something that happens very often at all.
So we have a motion and a second. Any more questions? All right. All in favor?
Bye. All
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? District Attorney's off.
right. The DA's office, as you recall, we asked to create three part-time investigator positions to bring those folks off the temporaries. And for the new legislators, I'm not sure if we've done this yet, but in order to appoint an employee above midpoint in the management grid, we have to come to you folks to ask permission. So that's what we're doing here to appoint them. And that's what they were making as temps too. So it's not really a change, but again, asking for permission to appoint them at that.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Okay.
Thank you.
Jack.
Yes, thank you. So two items, and then I do have a couple items for executive session, if you wish. Assigned counsel is the first one. Sent you a note yesterday. Chris and I are really digging in. Assigned counsel is ballooning again, both t in terms of caseload and with the new 18B rates. We need another 250,000 to close out 2025. Candidly, if the trends continue, we'll be needing contingent funds for 2026. But we're going to dig into, and I did this when I came here 17 years ago when the costs were increasing. So it's an exercise that's been done before, is a real deep dive into what's causing these. Is it caseload alone? Is it other things? Work with our assigned counsel administrator. But long and short of it is, this should be enough to close out 2025, and then we move into 2026. But it's a function of, from what we can see right now, caseload and the new rates.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Judge Faratella last year about this, and he thought that most of it came down to the travel times, and so that's why he had suggested if we could look into seeing if we had any incentives to get attorneys to
Yep.
do assigned counsel work in our county, because you'd end up saving money in the long run if you gave them, hey, if you live here, do assigned counsel work for such a period of time, then we'll pay your moving expenses or something to that effect. So maybe someone that knows about it more than I, Tim, could talk with Judge Faratella or other judges to see if they have any suggestions on that.
Sure, we can do that. And then also we're approaching the recruitment services. So anything that we could do, and to your point, Will, especially the felony attorneys, we're generally getting out of Rochester or other areas. So there is significant time on the road.
Right. So we need a motion and a second. And any questions
I'll
after that?
move it.
Second.
Questions?
And this isn't coming out of contingency, it's undistributed fringe.
Correct. Yep.
What did we budget in 26? Did we bump it in
A
26?
little bit, not enough.
Okay.
If
So we'll have the same issue.
the trend continues, not enough.
Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay.
Thank you. The other item, and Tim, please feel free to chime in as well. Looking for authority not to exceed $10,000 to pay the attorney's fees for the city of Corning in the Hode matter that you discussed before. Looking back through the resolution, it capped it at around $3,000, and we're now up to seven or so. 10 will get us through a while if you continue to pay for this, but.
The intent is to cover the two employees that came over to the SWAT team. So,
Yeah.
not to leave them high and dry. I think being on the team we have some responsibility minimally for their attorney's fees, and they should be separately. They've been identified as a separate defendant, so they should be separately
Represented.
represented.
And so is the city.
Yeah. And so the city should probably get out as the intent. I think there's going to be a motion filed to dismiss the whole action against the city and these particular defendants. So we don't know how that's going to go, but that's the first stage. The second stage is okay, liability, but we haven't crossed that path yet.
That
But
would be
right now, with
separate.
attorney's fees.
Have we gotten the shared agreement completed? That should have been done months and months ago.
Yep.
Should have been done years ago.
And true. I again last week contacted the city and asked the status, which I have been doing.
So are we waiting on the city? I think we should make it con any further payment contingent upon them agreeing to a shared services agreement.
Or not being, well, it's not shared
Two different
services so much as,
attorneys,
yeah, it's
though.
being on the SWAT team. So if they don't want the agreement, then they should not have their participants on the SWAT team is really the discussion.
True, but I don't see why it seems like they're just not addressing it. So,
Well, one separate. I mean, it's the attorney's fees from the Hode incident. Okay, and then now it's okay. Do you want to be on the SWAT team or not? Sign here. That's the two competing
Kelly?
events.
If we had had the intermunicipal agreement in place, would we be paying for separate attorney fees?
It doesn't stop us from getting sued. We're gonna get sued, but it would have been their responsibility.
We are paying for an attorney for ourselves.
And for them.
For them, would that have eliminated the need for their attorneys?
Two attorneys, but the attorney would have somewhat of a conflict with two separate entities. You know, they're employees of Corning still. They're not going to change their stripes.
They might be in this position with or without the intermunicipal agreement.
The intermunicipal agreement would make it clear, and as of right now, they would be responsible for these fees,
Okay.
the way it's drafted.
Okay. Maybe that's why they're hesitating. I mean, why not just say so? And has any of this been discussed with the sheriff? I mean, perhaps we just ask him to not allow them to participate on SWAT team until we have that agreement in place. I mean, and I'm saying ask, not tell.
We had that as part of the discussion when we said that we need to have these agreements, is that unless they signed one, they shouldn't be on it going forward.
Well, if we bring him in the fold, though, perhaps he could assist one way or the other getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take that long to look at the agreement and say, okay, we disagree with these few points and send it back for Tim to review and then for us to review. But it sounds like they're just putting it in their desk drawer somewhere and then not looking at it.
It's been approximately 10 months, 11 months.
Yeah.
There were only two. Wasn't Canastillo was the other one?
Canastillo at one point was on, from my understanding, back when they were doing the training at the Greenwood School and
Okay.
those issues, but my understanding is right now they're not.
So it's only the city of
That's
Corning.
my understanding.
Okay.
But yeah, we can, Tim and I can work on that and
It just seems like we should do something
yeah.
more than just ask at this point, since it seems like they're not willing to look at it or they've just forgot about it and
I have emails back from 2022 that this has been a project of the SWAT team project. So,
I wonder who's the holdup.
them not accepting responsibility for bringing their members to our team, I guess,
Well,
is
I mean,
really the
if
holdup.
they're coming to our team, I mean, what is the committee's feeling on covering their attorney's fees if they are working for the county in that particular capacity?
Yeah.
Let's not let them work for the county, but they
Right, you
are
know what
on
I
the county
mean.
team. Oh, absolutely. I believe and ultimately we're going to have a liability issue of are we paying for members on our team or
Right.
I don't see hanging them out.
Well, I
That's
don't
the answer.
if that was the issue, it would have been nice to hear this is the issue and
Right.
that's why we're not signing, you know?
And that's been my conversation is it doesn't sound like it's a decision that's waiting on the city manager that it's okay, let me talk to the attorney. And so,
So who's their attorney? Is it
can't
G?
remember offhand, female.
You know,
G?
Joe? That? What's the city's attorney? Who is it?
I think last name G.
Pam G then? Pam? I must have sent
G,
it
I
to
believe
Pam.
so.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can.
Yeah, make it.
It one way or another, we can send the message that
We just need to know, hey, we've presented this agreement. What concerns do you have, if any?
Yep.
Not when can we expect this to be signed?
Sure.
Pretty simple.
Yep.
But I know it's only adjacently related to this, but it's been out there for way too long.
For sure.
So, what are our thoughts in terms of expanding to 10, not to exceed 10,000? And that's a total pot, not a per.
Right.
Did you get a motion yet?
I don't think so.
Have a motion in a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstention? Okay. And we've got two things for
If
executive
nothing
session.
else for open session, one item relative to acquisition, disposition of real property, one item relative to employment history of a particular individual.
Motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. All right. Amanda.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Back into open session. Do we have anything else?
We actually have to do that vote
In
in
open
open
session?
session
Because we're spending money.
without all the details
Does it
of
need to be in the
or
committee or?
is I guess I'll ask the people who made the mo was it a motion to proceed with this subject to the subdivision and coming back to the full
It's
board? If so,
subject
then
to
you're
the
not,
subdivision, yeah.
yeah, then you're not spending money because the full board has to vote on it. Not that
Yeah.
it's not secret, like it doesn't matter, but. Do you have a motion?
I was just going to do new business. See
Oh,
any new business? I was just waiting for people to get
I
in.
gotcha.
No new business. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Well, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nice.
Thank you.